It's Stu Kanich.
Kanich, okay.
May it please the Court. Gregory McInnes contends that the District Court abused its discretion when it entered judgment against him for failure to prosecute his claims. Such a dismissal is appropriate only when there is a clear record of delay, contumacious conduct, or when less drastic sanctions have proven unavailing. When the plaintiff is proceeding pro se, as Mr. McInnes was, the trial courts have a duty to ensure that the claims are given fair and meaningful consideration.
He's a law school graduate.
Yes, but he's not licensed.
Typical pro se.
However, for the past 22 years, he's worked in a non-legal capacity, and he's not admitted to practice law in any state in the United States.
Right. He's still not the typical pro se plaintiff.
Correct, but he's not an attorney.
But the thing is, I mean, I'm looking at Judge Dragigan's order of 8/30/2011. He says specifically at the end of that, plaintiff is warned that failure to appear on a court's noticed hearing may result in the dismissal of the action for want of prosecution. So this is at the motion hearing where he's failed to appear. So at the end of this order, I mean, the judge is, I don't know how much more clear he could be. He's saying, if you don't appear again, I might dismiss the action, right?
He certainly gave him a warning. And prior to the November 3rd hearing, he sought a continuance by contacting the attorney for the United States and by contacting the district judge's clerk to seek a continuance for 30 days so that he could obtain an attorney. So he didn't completely ignore the order. He was seeking a continuance for that hearing so he could get an attorney to avoid future mistakes.
But until you hear from the court that the continuance has been granted, the court's order stands. The court doesn't communicate its orders through the news, you know, co-counsel or the like. And he'd been told that the court's noticed hearing.
There's no question that his failure to appear is worthy of reprimand. I think the question here is whether the district judge considered less severe sanctions before dismissing his case. This court does have a preference that justice be dispensed by hearing cases on their merits. And here, while McInnes' failure to appear on two occasions is certainly worthy of reprimand, we don't believe that it's worthy of the harsh sanction of dismissal. A review of the record on its whole doesn't indicate that Mr. McInnes had engaged in a record of delay. He was actively prosecuting his case, and at the time the case was dismissed, he was actively seeking an attorney to represent him. The record shows that he filed a pro se complaint on April 29, 2011. On May 6, 2011, he filed a motion for summary judgment. On May 25, 2011, he appeared before the judge to find out that his motion for summary judgment was premature, that he had not properly effected service on the defendant. Within 6 days, he cured that deficiency of service on the defendant. When the defendant filed a motion, a partial motion to dismiss, on August 12, 2011, Mr. McInnes filed an amended complaint to try to cure that deficiency on August 23, 2011. He failed to appear on August 30th, and prior to the November 3rd hearing.
Did he ever explain the reason for that?
For his failure to appear?
Yeah.
No, he did not.
Okay.
Given the fact that he had complied with the court's request to properly serve the defendant in the May 25th hearing, and that he was actively seeking counsel before the November 3rd hearing and seeking to continue that hearing, we don't believe that that's the type of contumacious conduct that warrants summary dismissal of his claims without consideration of a less severe sanction.
Although we said that the judge doesn't actually have to, it's not like a collective bargaining agreement where the judge has to march through graduated sanctions. I mean, had the judge decided to forgive this, I don't think anybody would have been surprised either. But the judge didn't. The judge thought two unexplained failures to appear was enough.
I think that Judge Posner said in Bolt v. Lloyd that where ordinary misconduct has occurred, that the court should consider the severity of the misconduct, the potential prejudice to the defendant, and whether the case has merit before issuing a dismissal. Here, the district court judge didn't do that. He didn't evaluate the potential prejudice to the defendant. In that hearing on November 3rd, the counsel for the United States indicated that she had spoken with Mr. McInnes, and Mr. McInnes was seeking a continuance so that he could obtain an attorney. He was aware of that. He asked her, what did she suggest? And she indicated again, reiterated that Mr. McInnes was seeking an attorney. He then proceeded to dismiss the case. He had other options. He could have considered less severe sanctions. He could have considered requiring Mr. McInnes to obtain counsel within a particular amount of time, or fining him for his failure to appear, or even granting the defendant's partial motion to dismiss, or considering it without allowing Mr. McInnes to respond. Any of those potential sanctions would have allowed the court to address Mr. McInnes's failure to appear while still honoring the court's preference to have cases heard on their merits. Here, he didn't explain why less severe sanctions would not have been appropriate in this instance. On the whole, the record doesn't indicate a clear record of delay. Contumacious conduct with the less severe sanctions would have proven unavailing. As such, Mr. McInnes contends that the summary dismissal of the claims was an abuse of discretion by the district court. For these reasons, the appellant requests that this case be remanded to the district court to consider whether a less severe sanction may be imposed to address McInnes' failure to appear at the November 3rd hearing. If there are no other questions, I'll pass to the appellant.
Okay, that sounds fine. I'm for rebuttal if you need it. Ms. Kelly.
May it please the court, counsel. The district court in this case did not abuse its discretion in dismissing Mr. McInnes' complaint for want of prosecution. Mr. McInnes asked for two different scheduled hearings to be rescheduled, and they were, yet he didn't appear at either of them. The district court was within its discretion in making that determination. The district court didn't have any reasons in front of it to consider. Counsel argues that the district court should have considered what happened. Well, Mr. McInnes never came back and told the court why he didn't appear at either time. He could have come back after the first non-appearance or come back on November 3rd and explained to the court why he didn't appear. The court had nothing in front of it.
So I understand that, but you did get, or counsel for the government got the phone call from him. That's not in dispute, right?
Not in dispute.
And looking at other cases, this is an unusually harsh one. Most of the others don't pull the trigger at the second failure to appear for a status. You know, there'll be two statuses and two discovery deadlines. So there'll be four statuses or numerous motions or multiple things, inactive for 9 months without a glimmer of life from the docket. And so, of course, district judges need to manage their docket that way. But this is a pretty fast decision to throw the case out.
In this case, it seems, though, that Mr. McInnes had several opportunities, and his participation was evident in that he tried to get scheduled hearings rescheduled. I noticed up our first motion to dismiss for August 23rd. Mr. McInnes asked it to be moved to August 30th. They were already scheduled for 2 months' status hearing. It was moved, yet Mr. McInnes didn't show up. So there's something a little bit more than just two failed appearances. It is his involvement in trying to get them moved or having several months' notice of those hearing dates and then failing to appear. While he did call me, we did not have an agreement, and there was no order that issued from the court, as there had been in the past, for that hearing to be moved. So there's no notice to Mr. McInnes that he should not appear.
Oh, I totally, that's what I said. Until you hear from the court that the status hearing has been moved, it hasn't been moved.
And Judge Duryagin's standing order makes that very clear, that counsel or party is expected to appear at noticed hearings. And the last thing that Mr. McInnes said to me in that phone call was, as I reported to the court, is, I'll see you in court, because we could not make an agreement about extending simultaneously our answer date as well as Mr. McGinnis's request for more time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If there are no further questions, we ask that the district court's decision be affirmed.
Thank you. Anything further, Mr. Dukanich?
In my review of the cases, it appears I couldn't find one where there was two failure to appear at a status conference and that warranted dismissal. It is usually accompanied by something more than that, either a six-year delay, various discovery deadlines being missed, not responding to a pending motion for 4 months, not attending your deposition, in addition to not appearing for a conference. Mr. McInnes did graduate from law school. He's not an attorney. He hasn't worked in that capacity. He made a mistake.
I was afraid to ask which law school, so I'll let that one pass by.
I'm not sure which law school he went to. But He's not
at rest.
He's not a very good attorney.
I was going to let it rest. I want him to know I let it rest.
The question here is not whether he was worthy of being reprimanded. We agree that he was. But this is a particularly harsh sanction for a case that was only approximately 7 months old and had a record where he was filing things in a timely fashion, responding to things, contacting counsel and the district court judge's clerk to seek a continuance. And so it's not that he was failing to prosecute his case. He failed to appear twice, and he deserves to be sanctioned. But this is a particularly harsh sanction when we have a preference to hear cases on their merits. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. The court will take the case under advisement.